in the capital, Kingston.
In the really, really low-lying areas that flood regularly, not just when there is a hurricane, the government has said, well, let's say that they have affected the evacuation to have them go into the hundreds of shelters that are set up. But a lot of people are staying in their homes. They feel that they've made it through past storms, and they feel that they'll make it through this one.
There's been new U.S. military action targeting alleged drug boats, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
In a post on X, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the strikes in the Eastern Pacific Ocean killed 14 suspected drug traffickers. A lone survivor was rescued by Mexican authorities. The U.S. military has now killed at least 57 alleged traffickers in the Pacific and the Caribbean in the last 2 months. Hegseth says narco terrorists have killed more Americans than Al-Qaeda, and they will be hunted and killed.
On day 28 of the government shutdown, delays are again a big factor at many airports, with more than 1,000 so far today. Cancellations piling up too. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
We have the best air traffic controllers, the best trained, the smartest people in our airspace controlling it. That kind of work, that kind of dedication, that kind of expertise deserves a paycheck.
President Trump in Tokyo met with the country's new prime minister and hailed a new trade deal. Back here in this country, his attorneys have asked a court to toss out his 2024 hush money conviction. Trump has called the case a witch hunt. Amazon said today it's going to cut 14,000 corporate-level jobs. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
This is coming at the corporate level, and so this isn't Amazon isn't doing well or consumers aren't spending. This is them saying, we've got a lot of areas in the corporate level that we think we can be more efficient on, and we're going to take some of those resources away, and then we're going to add some resources in an area that we think is going to be growth-worthy.
Texas is suing the makers of Tylenol, claiming autism risks were hidden. President Trump claimed the use of acetaminophen by pregnant women is linked to autism without offering proof. Kenview, one of the two companies sued, says there has been misinformation about the safety of acetaminophen. Checking Wall Street's. Right now the Dow is up 188 points. The S&P is up 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. There's a new chief of the South Shore Fire Department. It serves Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. Dustin Ellis is the pick, and he's spent 15 years in the department. A statement says he plans to grow the team of 69 firefighters to keep up with community needs. Kenosha is getting a grant from the DNR to clean up a vacant auto body shop site on 63rd Street near 29th Avenue. The grant will help assess remaining soil and groundwater contamination to move redevelopment forward. Racine residents have until 11:45 tonight to enter their spooktacular homes in the Halloween decorating contest. Decorations must be visible from the street, and voting opens tomorrow on the city's Facebook page. The ongoing federal shutdown is threatening health care subsidies, which could lead to higher costs. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore warns some may skip insurance, raising costs for everyone. Tonight, Racine's Public Works Committee considers the parade plan. The Downtown Racine Corporation is formally asking to close several downtown streets for the holiday parade next Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime on WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball, game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018, when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday afternoon. Breezy east winds. Highs topping out of the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing, and that breeze stays up with lows of the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s Wednesday. It's 53 at our studios.
There. When the Beatles came over for the Ed Sullivan Show, the night they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, they went to a New York landmark. And that landmark, a couple of years earlier, it had a song written about it, sort of. We'll get into that next hour, WRJN. It's WRJN. Hold on, I'm coming. Sam and Dave, same guys that gave us Soul Man. And high school football continues Friday with a big playoff matchup. New Glarus and Racine Lutheran. Going to be a big game, and you can hear the game here starting at 6:40 with the pregame on WRJN. Kickoff at 7, sponsored by Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. New Glarus taking on Racine Lutheran. Go Lutheran, said Dan at WRJN.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
bleachers are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Thinking about making love in the green grass behind to you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders are being asked to sign off on the downtown street closures for the annual holiday parade. The request goes before the Public Works and Services Committee tonight. The request from the Downtown Racine Corporation for the November 8th event asks for the normal parade route to be okayed. The plan closes sections of Ontario, State, Maine, and 6th. For this year's event, festivities start at 4:30 with carolers in Monument Square. The parade gets going at 5:30 with the tree lighting at roughly 6:50. That Public Works Committee meeting is tonight at 5:30. A Racine man is facing new charges after police say they found a stash of stolen credit cards during a traffic stop. Police say 41-year-old Sammy Ramani had 20 cards in his car last month, most with other people's names on them. He's now charged with felony possession of stolen financial cards. Ramani is also charged in a separate case of stealing a power bank from a car in Caledonia earlier this month and violating those bond conditions. Help is on the way for Racine County residents who need better access to technology. The county and Microsoft will give out 150 laptops tomorrow at Gateway Technical College. It's part of the Connecting Racine County program, helping people in human services programs gain online access for healthcare and education. Each computer comes with a year of support funded by Microsoft. The people getting computers tomorrow have been pre-selected. So far, over 250 people in Racine County have gotten free laptops. A familiar face in southeastern Wisconsin for over 25 years has passed away. Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died at the age of 85.
Taft signed on with the TV station in 1979 and retired in May of 2005. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday afternoon. Breezy east winds. Highs topping out of the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing, and that breeze stays up with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s Wednesday. It's 53 at our studios.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Surf's up, dude.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, surfing USA.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This song inspired by a street person. One of the Four Seasons got off the freeway, and at the end of the ramp was somebody who wanted to clean their windshield for whatever money they could get. And one of the Four Seasons gave them some money and thought, that person is dressed like a rag doll. That was the inspiration for this song. Went to number one, WRJN. local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and vintage 1968 for Tommy James and the Shondells. 1965 will be featured on the Kurt Volman 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon. 1965 under the spotlight musically and things that happened. Check it out on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep on dancing for Dirty Water Burns the Jerk right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky thing. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion for Dirty Water to the locomotion. Yeah. Dancing on a crime job. Hurry, make my way. Shaky, shaky, perfect dance.
Oldies Timeless Hits, WRJN. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Sounds like a WRJN staff meeting to me.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a sorry man, and your fans, they all gonna call and slap you on the back and say, please, please. Try to make some sense of it all.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Genuine, my glove should be.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The warnings to get to safety were dire in Jamaica as Hurricane Melissa is about to make landfall. Government official Desmond McKenzie.
Of the 800 shelters, 382 shelters are occupied so far.
And the storm's a Category 5 with top sustained winds of 185 miles an hour. It's blamed for at least three deaths in Jamaica, four others throughout the Caribbean. CBS News Director of Weather Strategy, Ashton Altieri.
They're going to get hit with the Category 5 force wind, and they're going to get hit with the tremendous rainfall. So it's just a 1-2 punch. They're going to get the worst of everything. This much rain over the terrain of Jamaica means it's not just going to be flooding, but we're going to deal with mudslides. We're going to deal with debris flow. And this, unfortunately, is something that I think Jamaica is going to be